The U.S. Attorney General and the Secretary of Education are in Chicago today to meet with officials there about teen violence. The White House sent the two cabinet members, Arne Duncan and Eric Holder, in response to the beating death of 16-year-old Darion Albert in a wild street brawl almost 2 weeks ago. NPR's David Shaper reports that as horrifying and tragic as this incident is, it is not unique.
Cell phone video of the wild after-school melee a few blocks away from Fenger High School on Chicago's South Side is all over the internet and cable and network TV news. In addition to using their fists and feet, teenagers are fighting each other with bottles, bricks, and long wooden boards. The video helped police identify four of the teens who struck or kicked Darion, all of whom are now charged with murder. Sherry Smith's son, 18-year-old Eugene Riley, is one of those charged. She says he was there defending her other son, 17-year-old Vashon Bullock.
He attends Fenger, and he was hit in the face with a brick.
Smith says her sons didn't intend to hurt anyone, but were fighting for survival. And she and other parents say fights like the one that killed Darion Albert have been common lately. The trouble started 3 years ago when Chicago closed Carver High School near the Altgeld Gardens public housing complex and turned it into a military academy. Students from Altgeld Gardens are now sent to Fenger, almost 5 miles away, where they often clash with students from the Ville, the neighborhood right around Fenger.
This is nothing that just started. This has been going on for 3 years. They don't want the children from Algill to go to Fenger, and this is what it's been like. They have to fight every day, every day, every day, and there's nowhere else we can put our kids.
Like Smith, others in Chicago also blame recent increases in after-school violence on a bold plan to improve education. It's called Renaissance 2010 and was launched 5 years ago by the former head of Chicago Public Schools, Education Secretary Arne Duncan. Renaissance 2010 converted several failing high schools into smaller specialized schools. The goal was to improve learning and boost test scores, but it forced thousands of students to attend schools farther away from home and across dangerous gang and neighborhood turf boundaries. Chicago school officials defend the Renaissance plan and argue there are much deeper underlying problems leading to urban youth violence. The problem is rooted in what some are calling a culture of violence in many inner city neighborhoods.
Yeah, we fight. Every kid fight.
16-year-old freshman Craig Watts is standing with some friends in a courtyard at Altgeld Gardens. I ask him why he and other kids fight.
Don't know.
Because they did something first, or is it...
No, did something first. Fun of it, I don't know.
One day you got to fight for what's yours. Like, that's just how I be.
18-year-old Tay Alvis.
Yeah, don't nobody want to have to fight. It just, ain't nobody going to let nobody disrespect them.
Alvis says one of the problems is that some teenagers who have very little are willing to fight over very little.
Problems out here and everywhere else, you're going to go escalate from anything. You can escalate from you being with a girl. It could escalate from somebody saying something, somebody looking at somebody wrong. He say, she say. Man, everything starts from any and everything. It ain't just don't be no one thing.
Alvis says males in particular need to appear tough.
You can either, in some situations, it's good to be the bigger man and walk off. But in some situations, you can't be the bigger man and walk off. Because if a person provoke you to a certain extent, you're going to do what you got to do to defend yourself. You ain't just finna run.
What could you do to prevent it? What could you do to prevent the violence?
Be the bigger man and walk off.
Stacy Winston works for a group called Ceasefire, which tries to mediate gang and neighborhood conflicts. Her job title is Violence Interrupter.
I think that violence in our community is a growing epidemic and it's growing rapidly. I think that our youth in our community have nothing else to do with their time.
Winston says neighborhoods like this need resources to combat the many causes she cites for senseless youth violence, including poverty, teen pregnancy, drug addiction, among others. But in the near term, she says Chicago school and police officials must do a better job protecting kids on their way to and from school. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley says he will ask the cabinet officials today for more money to hire more school-based police officers, and they will likely discuss other strategies to reduce and prevent teen violence. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.